Spotlight. I'm Carmela Sterling. So excited to have you here with me today and every day. Thank you for subscribing to our YouTube channel to keep track of all these amazing guests that we have. And this next guest really has my heart just soaring. I'll tell you more of the story in just a moment. And if you've seen any of the promotional pictures of what we're going to talk about today, I'm pretty much sure your heart is excited to see The Simple Mansion. Cheers to Under the Spotlight Season 3, our continuing sponsor. How blessed are we? A nootropics beverage, and the coffee has been introduced as well. These are nootropics beverage that give you productive energy, clarity, focus, and all-around happiness. And that's really what this is all about. Not only happiness, but inspiration. And Spotlight guests have been so inspirational in their life and the pivoting and the just enhancements in their life that they've brought to our audience. And today is very special, feels very personal as well. The very first time I stepped into the Simple Mansion was to see, take a tour, because my daughter had chosen this venue for her wedding, as have many, many brides. And there's a picture of it. It literally is absolutely stunning, filled with history and beauty, and has been the spotlight on many network television programs. I'd like for you to meet my friend Catherine Bailey, who made our really made our time at Simple Mansion most memorable, and the owner of Simple Mansion now, Christy Oman, and they both join us live from Simple Mansion. I'm just a flutter about seeing you today and having you here. Welcome to Under the Spotlight.
Thank you for having us. We're excited to be here.
I understand you're celebrating 18 years, Christy, in this beautiful venue and in the wedding world. That's pretty amazing. And also at the same time, Christy is celebrating how many years of ownership of Simple? Has it also been 18?
18 years, yes.
And Catherine 18 years together.
Yes.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so while you're hanging out in front of my favorite.
Yeah, get along, so that helps.
My favorite spot in your mansion, Christy, is where you're seated right now. We had some beautiful family photos taken there. But do you two have a favorite place to hang out, like a favorite room that you go to?
This is it. We love this room.
Yes?
The library. Yes, the library is our favorite. It's cozy. It's intimate. It's beautiful. In the winter, the fire is going.
Both from the mansion? Do you have an office in the mansion?
Yes, right across the hall.
But you come out and sit at the fireplace because you love it.
Yes, every day.
I love this. So we're going to take a little tour. We have many photographs. It's been photographed by magazines. You've been seen in many publications. You've been on television. You've made a lot of memories over the years. But gosh, the history of this place, I had to double check the date. It was constructed, or at least the carriage house was constructed in 1899?
Correct. Yeah. And that is their driver, Charles Nelson.
The family had a driver?
Yeah, a coachman. Yeah. He was the coachman for the carriage.
And horse and buggy.
We did a lot of research, and his name is Charles Nelson.
So the family lived in this space, which was, I had to double check these numbers. I'm like, is it literally thousands of 26,000 plus square feet? Is the size of this mansion. How many people lived there when the family lived there before your ownership, Christy?
Well, it was Frank and Ann Semple, and then their two children, William and Rebecca. So a family of four originally. Yeah. That was the original family. And then they had probably 10 live-in servants.
Oh my gosh. Just to care for the place. I'm sure they had their meals prepared, just as everything. Yes. God, that's mind-blowing, isn't it though?
Cooks, gardeners, coachmen. Oh, there's the Semples. Yes.
Yes. So that's Frank, William, and Rebecca, the children. And then that Rebecca there went on to have a daughter named Rebecca. And that was Rebecca Harkness, who married into the Standard Oil fortune. So she married William Hale, right? And then her Rhode Island home on Watch Hill, Taylor Swift now lives there, and she wrote that song in her last album, The Last Great American Dynasty, about that Rebecca.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's so.
Well, it was the granddaughter, basically, that she wrote the song about.
Are there diaries left behind? Were the diaries from Rebecca and mom or other?
Oh, the diaries on our website.
Oh, we took a whole bunch of newspaper articles and we filled in the blanks and we took all that information and trying to relive their lives and what it was like to live here and be here and just during this Gilded Age time.
Have you thought about a book for all the diaries that you've reconstructed? Have you thought about?
Yeah, we would love to write a book. Yeah.
You would?
It's on the list.
Okay, good. I'm excited about that. There's something about being in a place that has such history, like long history. And I was looking at the timeline of this. Is this considered Italian Renaissance? This style? It is. Oh, wow. Okay, so back then it would have been bringing in things from, would have to be bringing in things to build this.
Yes.
From Italy.
Yeah, the marble around the fireplaces.
The mantles were brought in from Europe.
Yeah.
A lot of things.
How much of this is still, and thanks for this time for the Q&A. Peter's going to rotate through some pictures here. How much of this is still original? Because I see that looks similar to where you are. Is that original?
So that is across the hall in the original dining room. And that is all there. Unfortunately, that family crest that you see above the mantle was removed at some point before we bought the mansion. But all that carving, that is still here. I wish we could get our hands on that family crest or see what that crest looked like. I would love to replicate it. There it is.
Oh my gosh, just absolutely stunning. So stunning. So when people walk in, do you get the same response? Everybody's like, wow, can't believe I'm here looking around. Tell us about that, please.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for any tour, and like the first time you came in, I'm sure you had the same reaction. But all the paintings on the ceilings, those are all original. All the woodwork is original. Our wood floors are original. I mean, it's pretty amazing. In here.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize that you can't grasp in pictures are the ceiling heights on the first floor are 12 feet. So a lot of the first reaction is, wow, I saw pictures, but you don't understand the height and just the scale of every room was just so huge.
The ballroom is still 3,000 square feet, right?
Yes. So what we would probably guess is that Frank, when they built the mansion, Rebecca was 16 years old. She was going to have her debutante ball, which she had up there. She was going to get married in a few years. So we think that's why he built such an incredibly large ballroom. And even for this size home, it's unusual to have such a large ballroom. From what I've gathered in my research, it's the fourth largest residential historic ballroom in the country.
Wow.
So you're talking about the Biltmore, the Breakers. I mean, that type of scale. And so my guess and Catherine's is that he probably took it for Rebecca. And so she did have, unfortunately, Mr. Semple died in 1904 and her debutante ball was in 1906. So he didn't get to see that or her wedding the following year, but they were both held in that ballroom.
Wow. The love that he had for her and to build something so, so magnificent. Like you're kind of carrying on a tradition here, but something in common that you guys have is your heart for other people. You're putting together these events for other people. And when it comes to a wedding, how spectacular is that, that you're putting together a wedding for someone, everything is from the heart. It must not be easy trying to make all the plans roll smoothly. But from our experience, we remember being there and everything was with a smile. And if there was a hiccup, it was like, we got it. We've got you. How do you guys, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's all Catherine. She's here at every single wedding. It's 100% her. She's as you know, she's so good at her job. It's so amazing. And yeah, and she's passionate about it. A wedding is the most important day of your life, or one of them. And it's important. And all the memories that we've made, it's very special.
We have some questions from the audience. You guys, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Most lavish event, was it a wedding or other?
Ooh. Oh, probably the, I was going to say the Paulette event we had here.
Yeah. Becky.
She had a birthday party here that was pretty spectacular.
Ooh, a birthday party. Ooh, I want to have a birthday party there.
Come on down.
When I finally reveal my real age, maybe I'll have a party. Because you'd have to do that if you had a birthday party. What was the other one? What changes have you seen over the years? I mean, we know a lot of this is steeped in the original history, including the art on the walls and maybe elsewhere.
Like in the mansion or in the wedding business?
Say again?
Are they looking for changes in the mansion or in the wedding business in
probably
general?
Probably weddings. What have you seen change over the years in weddings?
What I have noticed, and Catherine probably too, is when we started 18 years ago, half or less than half of the couples would get married here. And so we have a large space on the first floor for the ceremony, and then they go upstairs to the ballroom. Now I'd say 80%, 90%
have both here.
Have the ceremony here, and then they go up to the ballroom for the reception and dinner and dance. And so that has changed a lot, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. And I would say weddings have come down in size too. I would say now the average is about 150 people. And, you know, back when we began, it was 200, 220.
Yeah.
You know, they're cutting back.
It's a more intimate wedding. We can hold up to 250, but it's very unusual that we have that many. Just because people like that 125, 150 number.
Right.
That's interesting, and it kind of makes sense. Like our circles are more intimate.
Yes.
What was the one thing as a guest we should plan on doing or seeing at the mansion?
The wine cellar?
Wine cellar. Down in the lower level, we have a wine cellar. That was because from what year to what?
1906 to 1981.
It was the Franklin National Bank. So there's a bank vault downstairs, and that's where the wine cellar is. So we use that during cocktail hours. People will go down there for wine and cheese.
And we will definitely show pictures of that. Did you keep the vault? Was that your choice, Christy, to keep the vault in there? Because it's such an amazing touch. It's like, wait, what in the world? A vault?
I don't know why you wouldn't keep it. And that door probably weighs more than,
oh my gosh. I don't even know how they.
More than my car. So I don't know how we ever get it out. But yeah, it's just the door in itself is such a spectacular piece of architecture.
Truly. And then I love that the couples go down and take pictures. We'll definitely bring pictures up for you of the wine, the cellar, Peter, to our producer. Everyone wants to see the cellar, the wine cellar. And I love how you've decorated. It's really just special. You also, on a personal note, I've noticed how cool it is that you do things for the guys as well. It's for the groom too, like the billiards room and just that must have been a change over the years too, like
that
more attention to the groom.
That was the original billiard room from when it was the Semple's home. So there's still original booth backs in that room. We kept the billiard table in there. And so, yeah, we made it a groom's room or an extra changing room or extra space for cocktail hour. People will go in there and play pool too during cocktail hour.
How amazing. Like you're having an event, you go to the Semple Mansion, you bring in the beautiful, delicious food, you have the perfect setting, the perfect backdrop for pictures. I mean, it's like everything. Oh, I just love all of it. A couple of other questions. Tips on making your event successful. Great question, you guys, from our audience.
That
tips
is
on
great. Making event. Catherine is the guru with weddings. So.
Yeah, I would say it helps to plan ahead and have your timeline done. Ask for your RSVPs back a little bit earlier than the norm, just so you can organize your seating chart and make sure all your vendors are good to go for the day of.
Do most people have planners, wedding planners, as a part of their day? Is that a typical thing now?
Yeah, I would say about 6% do. Mm-hmm. And it's nice. Then the mothers don't have to worry about anything, and it makes for a more relaxing day
during
the center portion. And Catherine, the breakdown portion, actually.
And Catherine, you've been to a lot of weddings in your 15 years there. Just a personal question. Do you cry when you see these brides?
Does that
Yeah. Some of the parents make me cry sometimes.
She gets emotionally invested. You know, a lot of these couples book 2 years out. And she's emailing with them and meeting with them. And so you get a personal connection.
Yeah. And usually right before the ceremony, I'm up on the second floor with the bride before she comes down with either both her parents or just her father, just her mother, but it's emotional up on that right before they come down the stairs.
Up that staircase.
I will shed a tear.
There's Peter and our daughter, Gabriella.
That's our daughter. Wow. Oh my gosh. She was gorgeous.
Oh, thank you very much. Absolutely stunning. Yeah. And he smiled. Before that, he was crying, but now he's smiling, walking down the aisle. Okay. Other questions? And how are we on time? Are you guys good? I know we have the
we're great.
The owner and executive team here. Most picked song.
We thought it was going to be Last Great American Dynasty, the Taylor Swift song, but no, I haven't even heard that one wedding yet. Gosh, it's so personal. The first song with the bride and groom, it's always different. So I don't even know.
That's okay.
Favorite? No.
Favorite. Most picked main course. What's the typical or the most picked or the most?
Oh, popular? I would say mostly filet.
I love that. And most picked color. What do you see most often?
Ooh, it's changing. With every season, it's the new hot color. Right now, I would say most of it's like an olive color for the bride.
A lot of greens.
A lot of green. Yeah.
Green is really trendy, right?
Yeah.
Love that. And any other questions? Oh yes. All right. So the TV show, you have a television network show coming to the venue. Is it?
So they already shot here. It was Pawn Stars Do America, and it should be airing late October, early November, and it'll be so fun to see it. But yeah, they were here for 5 days shooting. And then before that, we had Michelle Young's season of The Bachelorette. Some of that was filmed here. So we love doing this, national spotlight type filming here. It's really fun.
Well, it's really unique. You have this prestigious, beautiful mansion. It's unique in its history. You've maintained this level of elegance. I mean, the outside is gorgeous. The inside is gorgeous. Everything is well maintained. I'm sure that takes a lot on your part to keep the original status of this. And we personally want to.
It's a lot of maintenance. It is a lot of maintenance. That's important because you have to maintain it and keep it up. The other thing that's so unique with this mansion is originally this entire street on Franklin was all Gilded Age mansions up and down the street. And now they all are gone. They all got torn down in the 40s and 50s. And when they couldn't repurpose a lot of these homes. And so it's just that sad. I think because the bank came in here, it saved it. Otherwise, this one probably would have been torn down too.
That's very interesting. Are you open?
Right now, we are the largest residential historic mansion in Minneapolis, not St. Paul, but we weren't in 1900. You had the Fair Oaks Mansion. You had many others that were much larger than this one. Even, what's Rebecca's best friend's name, Marion?
Partridge.
The Partridge Mansion was even bigger, which was on One Groveland that got torn down. So it's very sad, and it's, we're passionate about the history and about preserving, like you said, and sharing it with everybody on a national level and also with our brides and grooms.
Wow. Thank you for preserving it. There's a feeling when you're in there that everybody seems to experience. And of course, everyone has a little different experience with the event, but there's just something about the building. It's a beautiful vibe. It makes you feel very lovely and very special. And it isn't just for those of us who love old world charm. It's just majestic. I mean, all the way around. We are grateful for your time and this visit. You've had a lot of press recently, ladies.
I hope you enjoyed it. I know, it's been a lot of fun. The news was a little nerve-wracking, I have to say. But other than that, it's been a lot of fun.
Why was that so nerve-wracking? What was the difference?
I don't know.
She's not shy, but she's shy when it comes to
on camera with reporters. I'm no good.
Yes. Great.
You're both amazing. I mean, for all of us who follow you on social media, your pictures and your reels on Instagram, you have a great team, a great social media team. I love following you.
That's my daughter, Talia. She did all that.
Yes, I love it. And we all want to see the inside, and there's something about the pictures are beautiful. And if you're watching on video, of course, on social media or YouTube right now, you're getting to see that. If you're listening, on our podcast, on all the podcast platforms, please go to simplemansion.com and look at the pictures. But yes, your social media is powerful to take us inside, to see the beautiful brides. They all look so lovely and happy. And that's a change I've seen too, is that the men seem to be wearing maybe different or more color in a different style than the classic. That's been a nice change, I think.
Yes, I agree.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Anything I've missed that you want to share?
No, that was wonderful. Thank you so much.
This was fun.
What's the rest of your day going to be like?
I have
emailing brides, right?
Yep, and I have a few tours today for potential couples. So
wonderful. Well, I wish we could just follow you guys around all day, but thank you so much for being here. Love to you from everybody here. Thank you so much. And for all the weddings that they have put together and brides that they've made happy and families that they've made memories for. Oh, the spectacular mansion. I just want to go down there right now and just sit and have a little glass of sherry or some tea or something, right? Thank you to all of our audience for watching Under the Spotlight and for listening on all podcast platforms. Special thanks to our producer for getting season 1, 2, and now 3 up and rolling. We look forward to seeing you next time under the spotlight.